A warm endorsement of Britain's continued presence in Europe. But does he also agree with me that those who wish to take Britain out of Europe now have a duty to provide detail as to what the political and economic cost would be, rather than vague promises of the Elysian Fields?
Yeah. I think my right honourable friend makes an important point, which is we need to make sure that the whole debate about our engagement in Europe is properly informed. I do support our membership. I do think the single market is vital for us, and determining the rules of that market matter for us. But I think it's important we air these facts and figures, and the balance of competences review that will be launched shortly will help, I think, all parties, all politicians, all parts of civic society in Britain to see some of the arguments and some of the facts and the figures, and I think that will help inform the debate.
Mr. David Miliband.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Further to that question, I wonder if there are any circumstances further to his negotiations in which the Prime Minister will recommend to the British people that they should leave the European Union.
As I said, I want to stay in the European Union because of the reasons I've given, but I will always stand up for the British national interest as I see it. That is the job of being Prime Minister.
Mr. Peter Lilly.
My right honourable friend will know that my opposition to excessive centralisation of power in Europe has never been in doubt. Indeed, the only doubt which my Euroscepticism has given rise to was that which John Major cast upon my paternity. But will he nonetheless agree with me that what we need is not a commitment to an in-out referendum, but a commitment to insisting that our partners give us back powers to govern ourselves if they want our agreement for them to subordinate themselves further to centralisation in Europe? Yeah.